USA Radio News.
On this Memorial Day, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery, where he honored one specific hero.
America's legacy of service is exemplified by a World War II veteran who joins us today, Senator Bob Dole. Earlier this year, I was fortunate to present a very special award to Bob, the Congressional Gold Medal. Bob, thank you for honoring us with your presence, and thank you for your lifetime of service to our nation. Today, we remember your fallen comrades who never returned home.
One person is still missing, and people are cleaning up after the damage caused by a flood in Ellicott City, Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hawaii is sending a message to the world. Despite the recent volcano eruptions, the resort state remains open for business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii's governor says even on the big island where the volcano is located, less than 1% of the land has been impacted by the eruptions. But Governor David Ige says the state's losing out on tens of millions of dollars in tourist spending because images of the fiery destruction have been beamed around the world, scaring off potential visitors. He says every effort's being made to be transparent about the dangers that do exist, but that there are several other islands totally unaffected by the lava and toxic gas. Islands, he says, have beautiful beaches and scenery that are completely unaffected by Kilauea's eruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight as the Vegas Golden Knights will be hosting the Washington Capitals. Puck drops at 7 o'clock Central Time. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study out says the American workforce gave up 705 million vacation days last year alone. And of those days, 212 million were forfeited, or they could not be banked or rolled over or paid out. Well, one of the hot new destinations for vacations is Alaska. I talked to Mark Adams. He's the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. And he talks about the tourism industry in Alaska.
Tourism is a big business, especially in the summer. It used to be, you may remember this, back in the 80s and 90s, I remember friends of friends supposedly going off to Alaska to make money in a salmon canning factory for the summer. It's like, you can make $1,000 a week or whatever. The same thing happens now, but the college kids come in and they all work in the tourism industry. They're catering to these cruise ship passengers in towns like, you know, Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway. So that's a big source of employment. But once you get out of a few, you know, main sort of tourism hubs, there's not really a lot of tourism in these smaller places. So, you know, it's a very genuine, down home Alaska experience.
And who knows, you may just run into the Palins in Alaska as well. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight as the Vegas Golden Knights will be hosting the Washington Capitals. Puck drops at 7 o'clock Central Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.